Here we are on the 11th of March. Spring training is well underway, and it's kind of looking at Indians as we get ready for the season here on WEOL. And joining us this morning is Assistant General Manager Carter Hawkins. Good morning, Carter. How are you today?
Doing outstanding. Good morning to you guys.
Well, thank you for joining us. And we wanted, Craig, as Assistant General Manager, tell me a little bit about some of those, the duties that you do to help out Mike Chernoff.
Yeah, it's extremely varied, and certainly over the course of the last year, with just the logistical haul of playing a baseball season in the midst of a pandemic, it's been a lot more travel secretary than assistant general manager sometimes, at least it feels like. But really trying to think about the organization on the whole and the processes and the systems that we have in place, whether that's to bring in players for our 25-man roster through trades, through free agents, things of that nature, whether it's enhancing the potential of our current players in our minor league system and our player development system, or bringing players into the organization to get into our player development system to eventually help our 25-man roster out, or 26-man roster, I guess I should say. It's pretty varied that way.
So, Carter, when it comes to player development, is it more about, as you say, putting systems in place to help them improve performance? Is that what it's all about?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we don't know how good a player can be. No one knows that, not even the player himself. But we do know that we can help him towards a vision for himself. And when we say put systems and processes in place, that means being able to assess where the player is physically, fundamentally, mentally, being able to put goals in place that can help him improve on those things, and hopefully have the right drills, the right teaching, the right coaching over time to where he comes into our system as one player, and by the time he graduates to the major leagues, he's ready to rock and roll and help us win in Cleveland.
Of course, when you go, and you had your background within scouting, any stories you can tell, or players, the ones you look at and you think, I remember when, and you're thinking, I'm glad this one worked out, you kind of be able to see it come to fruition?
Yeah, I mean, everyone sees the Francisco Lindors and says, hey, like, this guy's going to be really, really good. And you know, he's a first-round pick, and you know, we had that it factor about him. I think the most fun evaluation stories are more of the Jose Ramirez types, where everyone says, you know, this guy's a backup infielder for a Double-A team, but just continues to hit, continues to work, continues to show versatility around the field to get up more opportunities. And next thing you know, he's up in, I think it was 2013, he was up in Detroit in the major leagues. He had forgotten his shoes. And had to borrow shoes from the visiting or from the home side. And then by 14, 15, 16, he's one of the better players in Major League Baseball. So that's the really fun part is that you don't know, and what makes it so challenging as well.
You're getting players that are kids a lot of times. And, you know, not only physically they mature, mentally. I mean, there's all the part that you never know how that's going to all come together. So you kind of have to balance that with, I guess, you know, what numbers, statistics, and what you see with your eyes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's the obvious piece on the field in terms of teaching the players to be able to perform at baseball. But as you mentioned, you know, a lot of these players are coming in at 16 years old or 15 years old if they're a player in Latin America, or 18 years old if they're a high school player in the draft, or 21, 22 if they're from college. And, you know, there's a life skills aspect of that as well. They have to be able to create the environment around themselves to be even able to work at their baseball skills, and that's an equally important part of our system as well, and something that we take pride in, and you know, and really try to do right by the player, because we know that not only is it the right thing, but also can help us win baseball games.
Yeah. What's going right when you know you're doing your job well? If that's even...
At the end of the day, it's winning games in Cleveland. You know, I think that's our mission. But outside of that, we also want to make sure that, you know, we're connecting with the city, we're inspiring the city, that we are, you know, having the type of culture within our organization where people care about each other, people feel included. And if we can do all of those things and win baseball games, then we're going to be feeling really good.
Wow. As you go through this and as you become older, do you become more from as a sort of like a brother to these players to sort of like a father? You know, sometimes players get younger and you're thinking, wow, time is moving on, but I'm still, you know, getting to enjoy all doing this.
Yeah, I hear you. It's funny, you know, I keep on feeling like I'm 23, but then I get out of bed and my back hurts, and then I realize that that my athleticism is slowly draining from me. When I first got into this in the early 2000s and 2010s, A lot of the players that were within our organization, within professional baseball, were guys that I had played with in college or something of that nature. And now, obviously, that's not the case. And I reference old baseball players, and guys have no idea who I'm talking about. So that's definitely been a change, but still fun as well. And hopefully there's some wisdom that I can pass on to these guys and then help them to help us win in Cleveland.
Well, we have a young team. I mean, it's young, on average. So even guys that are sort of approaching 30 seem like old ball players, but they're technically not. It's just the way that our team is constructed. Tell a little bit about the youth that we have to look forward to.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly, if you look at our starting rotation and you think about a Tristan McKenzie, or you think about an Aaron Civale, or you think about a Kyle Quantrill, these guys are, or Zach Plesac, I mean, these guys are not, young 30s, mid-30s type of veterans. They're guys that, although they've had some success at the major league level, are young and new to the major league environment. Bullpen as well, a guy like James Karinchak or Emmanuel Classe, who didn't throw last year, but was a player that we acquired in the Corey Kluber trade. There's just a lot of youth and I dare say inexperience on our team, but at the same time, there's a lot of talent and a chance and potential. And, we feel like these guys can come in and help us win Major League Baseball games.
Carter, have you had to change up any of your systems, your routines in what you do for the Tribe because of the pandemic?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the most drastic one is just not being able to be with our players most of the year last year. And so a lot of the coaching that we were doing, a lot of the communication that we were doing was remote. We had a, quote, remote coaching season within our player development department and then with our major league players as they got ready for what we were calling spring training 2.0 at the time, which morphed into summer camp. But then also just from our front office as well. Our office is not open. We're doing everything remote. There's, like everyone else in the world, a lot of Zoom meetings, et cetera. And then now that we're actually back in person for spring training, our protocols are pretty strict. We're tethered to our homes. Our families are tethered to our homes. My wife can't go anywhere but the grocery store. I can't go anywhere but the office. And it just changes, both the day-to-day routine and there's the mental change as well that we've had to adjust to. So there's a lot of people that are going through much more difficult challenges than we are in Major League Baseball, but it's definitely disruptive something that we can hopefully do better than the other 29 organizations.
How much baseball do you get to enjoy? Sometimes you're in it, you're looking at a game differently. I don't know how much of the games you get to see, or you just get reports on things. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, not in this day and age, or at least within the COVID world, a lot less than we would hope to, just because there's so many different things happening on a day-to-day basis. But the opportunity to go watch a major league game during spring training here, go watch 7 innings or 8 innings of a game, is a unbelievable kind of relief to be able to say, okay, yeah, this is why we do all of this. This is why we go through all the protocols. This is why we're on all the Zoom calls to be able to watch a Major League Baseball game. And we're hopeful that the city feels the same way and is able to say, hey, look, like, the Indians is something that that we really enjoy, taking our time away from whatever's happening in our lives to go enjoy. And we're excited about being able to bring that back in April.
Your time has been spent a lot of times with what happens in the AA, AAA, and the way things have been adjusted in the minor leagues. How do you think that's going to impact baseball?
I think in terms of what a fan's going to see, not that much. The product on the field will continue to be outstanding. The teams that are still within minor league baseball and are our full season affiliates, it's all going to feel the same. I think from a organizational standpoint, it's a little bit more efficient now. There's less players, so there's a little bit more individualized programming for each particular player. So we're excited to tackle the new system and see how we can go about that in a way that helps us to win Major League Baseball games. But I think for fans, they're not going to miss a beat.
Right. They just want to see what their team is doing on a Tuesday, see how the game is going against a certain team in the series, and hopefully they can be getting to the ballpark as the limited capacity will start up. Carter, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting up and sharing with us today.